Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing release.
Good evening. We have Loretta and Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Hubert and Mom and myself, Andrea.
You want me to pick up reading? All right, Hubert going to do it.
Yeah, Hubert got it.
I got it.
Okay, all right.
We had a couple more callers join us, Auntie John and Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we're going to have Hubert read from Numbers 31 and give others a chance to join. We got another caller join. Hold on. Good evening.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with
me? God said to Moses, take vengeance on the Midianites for the Israelites. After that, you will be gathered to your people. So Moses said to the people, arm some of your men to go to war against the Midianites and to carry out the Lord's vengeance on them. Then into battle, 1,000 men from each of the tribe of Israel. So 12,000 men armed for battle, 1,000 from each tribe, were supplied from the clans of Israel. Moses sent them into battle, 1,000 from each tribe, along with Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, who took with him articles from the sanctuary and the trumpet for signals. They fought against the Midianites as the Lord commanded Moses and killed every man. Among their victims were Edi, Rekem, and Zurah, Hur, and Reber, the five kings of Midian. They also killed Balaam, son of Beor, with the sword. The Israelites captured the Midianite women and children and took all the Midianite herds. Flocks as good as plunder. They burned all the towns where the Midianites had settled, as well as all their camps. They took all the plunder and spoil, including the peoples and animals, and brought the captives, spoil, and plunder to Moses and Elijah, the priest. And the Israelites assembled at their camp on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. Moses, Elijah the priest, and all the leaders of the community went to meet them outside the camp. Moses was angry with the officials of the army, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds who returned from the battle. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Had another caller join us, Janice. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Before we get started with the caller, let's do a roll call. We know who all is joining us today. We have Hubert, Mom, Sister Shirley, Auntie Josh, Auntie Betty, Daniel, and Auntie Janice. Did I miss anyone? Oh,
what are
we? Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
For
this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Dear Father, quiet our minds, fill our hearts, for your living ways are all we see. Lord, today we recall your faithfulness. That you are with us in each moment. Thank you that your promises are true and your goodness never fails us. In this moment, Lord, we come and we lay our lives before you. May we worship and adore you with every fiber of our being. May everything within us cry, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And so today we join with all those who worship and confess you as Lord from generations past and present, and with all the angels that sing in heaven of your greatness and beauty. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we love you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead with our program. And I would like to start with Sister Shirley.
All right, I will be coming from Romans, the 12th chapter, starting at the 9th verse. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friend, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading. Okay, next we have Auntie
Dot. Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, the mercy is everlasting, and the truth endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Oh, yeah.
Auntie Donna.
Okay, I'm coming from Proverbs 15:1-11, and the subject says, keep talk. African Americans are a Bible people. As a community, the art of communication has always been very important to us. Through words, we communicate about how and even pass down our faith in story and song. Our word carry weight and importance and integrity. Something has happened to that tradition. However, at one time our word means something. Not too long ago, our word consists of legal contracts. Now, many of our words have become nothing more than a cheap talk. cheap talk is when a father say to his son, I love you and I will spend time with you, teaching you how to shoot a basketball tomorrow. Unfortunately, tomorrow never comes. Solomon addressed the teaching of cheap talk in Proverbs 15 in verse 4. He deals with the issue of deceit. The person who speaks the truth and trusts in his word is one who brings life and healing. But those who don't do what they say and don't say what they really mean, the spirit and truth are those who hear. Solomon also said, the tongue of the wise commends first folly. So some words have truth content, while others are foolishness or cheap talk. So how can you tell when you are dealing with a wise person or a fool? Admittedly, some things we have trouble distinguish. However, provide both caution and comfort. The speak say, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. Keep watch on the wicked and the good. Therefore, those who indulge in cheap talk need to remember that God is listening. And not only does he hear, but he sees unto our heart and know our motive. When we know that he is listening, we won't be so likely to write a check with our mouth that we will never catch. To know that our Heavenly Father hear everything should cause us to think twice before saying what we don't mean and not mean what we say. Amen.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you, darling. I'm coming from Psalm 27. It said, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman watch but in vain. It is in vain for you to rise up early or sit up late to eat the bread of sorrow. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hands of the mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That read me.
Any other songs? Next we'll have Daniel. Daniel, I think he's a listener. You have to tell us.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hey, how everybody doing? God bless everybody. But I'm just listening today. You know me.
All right.
Okay. We love you.
I love everybody. Y'all be blessed now.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for those kind words. Next, we'll have Dr. Janet.
I'll be sharing from 31 Days of Prayer. Pray for holiness. Holy Father, thank you that we are your chosen one, holy in your sight and deeply loved. How wonderful that by sacrificing your son, you perfected us in our innermost sin. Now, Lord, enable us to live out that you have, what you have done for us, how much we need greater holiness. May your spirit of holiness empower us to grow in righteousness, in righteous thinking, and righteous living. Make us quick to confess our sins and rely upon you to forgive. Make us clean and pure in every part of our lives. Deliver us from the evil ways we used to cherish when we did not know any better. May we feed daily on your holy scriptures, letting you use them to cleanse our lives and remove our blemishes and wrinkles and defects. We pray that your people, we pray this for your people and all those that we love and know will grow in holiness. We worship before you today, you as God of peace and well-being, who is committed to making us whole and to making us holy. We count on you to do this day by day, giving us grace to cooperate with you. How we rejoice that you are faithful. You will continue your work in us until the day that you bring us faultless into your glorious presence with unspeakable joy. Thank you, Lord, for making us holy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that. I think I'm gonna go next.
I love you, Jesus.
We go. Do not look for what may happen tomorrow. The same everlasting Father who cares for you today will take care of you tomorrow and every day. Either He will shield you from suffering, or He will give you unfailing strength to bear it. Be at peace, then. Put aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations and say continually, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart has trusted in Him and I am helped. He is not only with me, but in me, and I in Him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's go with Auntie Karen.
Yes, Dot read my thing today. So I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thou rod and Thou staff that comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Auntie Carrie. Next we have
Okay, my reading is from Joel Osteen. you can get the reading out of Ephesians 2. The title is Be Who You Are. You are God's special handiwork, equipped and anointed to be the person God has called you to be. The Bible says in Psalms 139 that God knew who you were before you were formed in your mother's womb. You have unique gifts, abilities, and talent, and God has a unique plan for your life. The enemy may try to make you think you have to conform to the opinions of others, but if you are secure in who God made you, then you can resist those outside demands and pressure that try to mold you into something you're not. As you continue to grow in your relationship with the Lord through prayer, worship, and fellowship with other believers, you will gain confidence in the Lord that will free you from the opinions of man and allow you to be the person God called you to be. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Next, we'll have you.
I'm coming out of Psalms 86. Hear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am devoted to you. You are my God, save your servant who trusts in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all the day long. Bring joy to your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you. For you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord. No deed can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love towards me. You have delivered me from the depths of the grave. The arrogant are attacking me, O God. A band of ruthless men seek my life, men without regard for you. For you, O Lord, are a compassionate and a gracious God, slow to anger, abound in love, and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Grant your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Give me a sign of your goodness that my enemy may see it and be put to shame. For you, O Lord, have helped me and comfort me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord.
That concludes our first round. So I will turn it over to Loretta for the sick and shut-in.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Followed by a chorus. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love for us, especially for Auntie Marie, Auntie Wally, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Mother May, Sister Angela and family, Sister Shirley and family, Freddie Williams and family, Lenny and family, the Laitler family, the Allen family, the Verner family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, Charlie and family, Jarrell and family, the Simmons family, the Ross family, the McClure family, the Williams family, the Cody family, the Thomas family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Moore family, the Moody family, the Franklin family, Reverend Slapian family, and Simeon family, Ruth Edwards, the Peters family, Miss Brown family, Vanessa and family, Dessa Kendrick, LaTanya and family, Mary Ann and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, DeMarcus, Malachi, Tony, Eric, and Brian, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your son and what he has done and doing for us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for this, his blood, and we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Sweet Spirit, sweet Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Healing Spirit, Healing Spirit, take over this place. Amen.
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 Okay. Next, friend will acknowledge our birthdays for March 3rd through March 9th. And I have my grandson, Nasir, his birthday, March the 5th. He will be 1 year old. And his birthday's on March the 9th, thank you.
Nice.
Auntie Carrie, is Brittany's birthday on March the 9th?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any other questions?
Oh, the birthday song?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. We will go on into the rest of our program where we have four testimonies or more Bible verses. If you will be not call your name, just say that. We're going to go ahead and start with Auntie Dove.
Okay, I'm gonna read Psalm 121. I don't guess nobody else had that one. I will lift my eyes into the hills. From hills come my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keep Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and ever, forevermore. Amen.
For that reading up to God. Next we have Sister Shirley.
Yes.
God has always stood by my side. He has always been my God. Whatever I need, He will provide. He wipes the tears from my eyes. He stood right by my side. Always, always, God has always stood by my side. Whatever I need, He will provide. He wipes the tears from my eyes. He stood right by my side. Amen.
Ooh, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Here we go on the next one.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hubert. Yeah, I've been reading out of Micah, out of the sixth chapter. My people remember what Balak, king of Moab, counseled, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before Him with burnt offering, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with 1,000 of rams or 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Amen.
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 For that meeting, next we have Auntie Betty.
Is it Auntie Betty? I can't hear you.
Okay. I would like to share from God's devotional Bible. If I could throw a single ray of light across the darkened path of another's, if I can aid some soul to clearer sight, bless my brother. If I can wipe from any human cheek a tear, I shall not have lived my life in vain while here. If I can guide some erring one to truth, inspire within his heart a sense of duty, if I can plant within my soul a rosy youth, a sense of right, a love of truth and beauty, if I can teach one man that God and heaven are near, I shall not have lived my life in vain while here. If from my mind I banish doubt and fear and keep my life attuned to love and kindness, if I can scatter light and hope and cheer and help remove the curse of mental blindness, if I can make more joy, more hope, less pain, I shall not have lived my life in vain. If by life's roadside I can plant a tree, beneath whose shade some weary head may rest, though I may never share its beauty, I shall yet be truly blessed. Though no one knows my name, nor drop a flower on my grave, I shall not have lived in vain while here. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the
Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Pastor Shannon.
Praise the Lord.
So next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the red prayer book. It says a few things to always meditate / ponder on. Let
mm-hmm.
not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glory in this, that he understandeth and know me, that I am the Lord, which exercise love kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we shall fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderator be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Next we have Loretta. Loretta? Maybe she stepped away. Let's go ahead with Mama.
Can you hear me?
No, I did not.
We hear you now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see. I'm coming out of Joe Osteen. Says, guard your hearts. You can get the reading out of Proverbs 4. God is constantly trying to plant new seeds of victory inside of us, and your heart is the soil for those seeds. If you harbor bitterness, jealousy, or pride in your heart, those seeds won't be able to take root and develop in your life. Jesus told the story of how the enemy comes to steal the seed of God's word through temptation, cares, and anxiety. But you are good ground for the seed of the word when you guard your heart by standing and believing that God promises that will come to pass, even when the circumstances don't agree. Don't allow discouragement to affect your faith. Stand and guard your heart, knowing that through faith and patience, you will inherit all of God's promises for your life. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
All right, thank you for that reading. Next we'll have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out the red book also. I say I call
Amen.
Upon
you. Amen. Amen.
I come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. I surrender myself to you, Heavenly Father, Son of the Holy Spirit. The word say in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, to call upon you and you will show me great and mighty things that I do not know. Lord God, I come to you and cry out. I surrender all to you. I call upon you, God, upon you, God, creator of heaven and earth. I ask you to show me great and mighty things of the unfathomable riches of your glory and splendor. All that you are, help me and call me to plumb the depth of your being and know you. I worship you. I praise your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Hey, I guess I'll go last year.
Did you go to Auntie Carrie?
I checked her off. Maybe I didn't. Auntie Carrie?
You did.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to read this poem, Everyday Miracles. The sun rises and sets each day. The tide ebbs and flow. Constellations have been hung in space since eon ago. Mountains have stood for centuries. Spring redirects the trees. And the world would have no honey if God had not made no bees. Tiny acorns become an oak. Babies are born each day. The faith of just one mustard seed can chase our fears away. For God hears and answers prayer. A dream can come true. We sometimes entertain an angel by the things we say and do. We have no rainbow without rain, no laughter through the tears. There be no healing without pain, no peace without fear. There are things that science can't explain, things that angels know. The sun set each day, and the tide ebbs flow. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Amen. 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 Nothing is impossible, Lord, in our lives. He causes doors to open so we can walk inside. Brand new opportunities we never knew before, to a new exciting level in our walk with the Lord. With faith in our heart and our hands in His hands, we can cross any canyon and through seas on dry land. For He will make a way as in faith our walk begins. What seems to us impossible is possible with Him. When feeling like it's too much, remember in the past how God made a way for you. Then you came to Him and asked, and He again will answer you and show you so much more as you keep on trusting Him and walking with Him. Nothing is impossible. because Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Well, that concludes my call for today. I will go into my prayer, but I would like to see if there's anything else anyone would like to share before we do that.
Yes, this is Auntie Betty. I heard from Hazel today, and she is coming here to Augusta on the 21st and stay to the 26th.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, this is Loretta, and I would like to welcome Auntie Carrie back. We missed you last week. Amen.
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 And I also would like to welcome Daniel. We appreciate him being on the line, whether he shared anything or not. But it's just so good to hear his voice. And we'll be waiting patiently for him to start back sharing God's words. Amen.
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 Alrighty, well, let me go ahead into the prayer if you bow your knees. Dear Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for the blessing of church, for being one body, and the joy of unity. Please be with us all as we go out from this place. Root the clarity of your word and the beauty of your message deep into our hearts. Lord, come and keep the rhythm of worship alive in our minds and the prayers of our brothers and sisters
thanks
in our heart. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations, our schools, and our prayer lives. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night, and may God continue to bless us all. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good
night. Love you.
Amen. Yeah.